Love. It's full of wonderful and awkward firsts. Assignment Radio's Kate Carlton has the story of two first loves gone very wrong.
First kisses are built up so much. Whether it's through sweet videos of them on YouTube.
We kissed on the lips!
No! Woo!
Or movies.
Someday my prince will come.
But not everything always goes as planned. If I had one first that I could redo, it'd be my first kiss. And it's not necessarily because of the kiss itself, although it was nothing spectacular by any means. I want to redo it because of my reaction to the kiss. Before I begin, though, I need to point out two things. One, I was in first grade when this happened. This means I was a solid 6 years old, and subsequently, my frontal lobe and decision-making skills were not exactly fully developed. And two, for the sake of protecting the innocent, I'll call the boy John. Okay, so in first grade, all of our desks were set up in quads. John's quad was a few groups away from mine, but one day I watched him leave his chair and come over to where I was sitting. Now, I remember talking to John, but I don't ever remember having a crush on him. So needless to say, when he leaned in to kiss me on the cheek, I was shocked. So shocked that when I turned my head to see what he was doing, his kiss actually landed on my eyeball. And it was open. I had no idea how to react. Thankfully, it was at the end of the school day, so we left shortly after. But that night, I was so embarrassed and astounded that I began to plot my revenge. After all, this kid could have had cooties, and I just got a kiss on my eye. So I had to do something about it. So the next morning comes, but I don't do anything. Instead, I wait until the end of the day, and I pull out my pencil box. I take out the Elmer's glue, and I walk over to John's desk. I unscrew the top and begin pouring the glue on John. Once again, let me be clear that this is not a proud moment of mine. That's exactly why I wish I could have a clean slate. This will forever be the first time a boy kissed me, and I ruined it by pouring glue on him. Sometimes we just don't have as much of a say in our firsts as we would like to. Paige Willett, a former KGOU employee, reminisces on her first breakup that went anything but smoothly. She was in ninth grade and had been dating her boyfriend for a few months. He was in the school musical, though, so she hadn't seen him much. One weekend, when Paige went with the boy's family to the mall, things started to unravel.
We were just walking around, shopping, goofing off, and then we saw this girl, and I mean, I had never seen her before, I didn't know who she was, and he, like, screams her name, he's like, "Ah, hi!" And he, like, runs up to her and, like, gives her just this big hug, and they're, like, laughing, and he, like, didn't even introduce me as his girlfriend, and his twin brother even leaned over to me, and he was like, "Are you jealous yet?" And he was, like, cracking up about it. I just decided, you know, I'm gonna let it go. It's not that big of a deal. And he told me that they had been working on the musical together, which this had been going on for like a month, the musical had. But I was just like, oh, okay, you know, like, yeah, you worked on the musical together. And then everything went normally on for like another couple weeks or something like that. And then pretty much all of a sudden, he just like stopped talking to me. He would not answer my phone calls, my texts. He avoided me at school. He would not eat lunch with me. After the first week, I was like, okay, something's wrong. Eventually, after another week, I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. He's been totally avoiding me. And I was like, I know we're breaking up now. Then I basically planned when I was going to get broken up with. Because I wasn't going to let him have the satisfaction of me breaking up with him, because I was like, he's the one being a jerk. The day we broke up, I was just like super nice to him. Like, I sent him nice text messages and everything, and I like tried to see him after every class, and he just like avoided me, like practically like he would see me and like run away from me. And so finally towards the end of the day, he was like, hey, do you want to meet me over by math class after school or whatever? And I was like, okay, sure, you know. And I was like, this is so happening right now. And so I went over there and met him, and he was super nervous. He was like stuttering and shaking. I'm kind of like laughing inside, which sounds really maniacal and awful, but I totally was. And then we were walking towards the front of the school, and he was all like, hey, you know, I think that, and then my choir teacher sees me from across the cafeteria. And she like runs over and she's like, hey guys, what's up? And we were like, hey, you know. And she was like, I don't know, asking us questions about choir t-shirts or something. So, and then she like went away. So he got interrupted while breaking up with me. And so then he finally did. And I, you know, 15, so I was mad and heartbroken over 3 months. Come to find out, though, he had been talking to that other girl for that 2 weeks that he was ignoring me. The next day, they started dating. And also the next day, I went to choir, and my teacher walked up to me, and she's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so she's like, was I interrupting something yesterday? Was he, like, asking you out? And I laughed, and she was like, what? I was, wasn't I? And I was like, he was actually breaking up with me. But it all works out because we ended up being really good friends. And so now we're best friends and I'm engaged to another guy who's pretty wonderful.
Maybe when people say the first is the worst, the second is the best, the third is the one with the treasure chest, they actually mean it. For Assignment Radio, I'm Kate Carlton.